It's nice to be back. This is your three wonderful women, Dr. Sheila McKenzie and co-host Dr. Alma Filion and your speaker, Avram R. Filion. I can say I'm personally getting stressed about summer coming close. Weight loss, diets, hair removal. What are we going to do? We're going to be talking about how to get rid of that cellulite, stretch marks, those few extra pounds, and what is this anxiety doing to you? Dr. Sheila, tell us, what is anxiety? What are the effects?
Everyone experiences some anxiety. It's a natural response to stress. It's our fight or flight instinct. It can get to a point, though, with anxiety where it can be precipitated or prolonged if we have poor diets, which we are going to talk about today, lack of sleep, even excessive exercises. Did you know excessive exercise can bring on anxiety?
That's correct.
An excessive intake of caffeine or stimulants. And unwanted anxiety might also go into other psychological problems.
What do you recommend, Dr. Sheila, for these situations?
As you know, we don't just recommend stop. We need to stop over-exercising if that's what we're doing. We need to analyze what is causing our anxiety and to stop what we're doing. If we are drinking too much coffee, then we need to cut down on the caffeine. If we are over-exercising, then we need to take it a little bit easier. If we have lack of sleep, then we need to sleep more. If we have poor diet, then we need to correct our diets because these are the contributing cause of anxiety, some of the contributing causes.
Assuming that this is not the case and it's not all the factors that you just pointed out, but that it is something to do with the neurotransducers or genetics or even hormonal, in this case, you being a homeopath right down and left, what homeopathics, what herbals, what home remedies do you recommend?
As we said before, we do not just recommend home remedies. We do not just recommend homeopathy. We recommend that you do proper assessments and to see the chief cause. But if you are suffering from simple anxiety, you can drink more water. You can have a better diet. I don't like to prescribe remedies will fail across the border for anyone because each one of us can analyze what is the source of our problem and to deal with it. But if I give an wholesale homeopathic across the border or a wholesale herbal or a wholesale diet, it's not for everyone. It has to be tailor-made according to your individual situation. And you knowing what your individual situation is, if you're lacking sleep, you are the one that know that you need to rectify that situation.
And once they get themselves into the situation where they have a rapid rate or accelerated arrhythmic even attacks or panic attacks, even though they cannot be at the stage where they can stop doing those things, what do you recommend in those moments of anxiety?
In those moments of anxiety, you need to join some class where you can center yourself. You need to join yoga, you need to join Tai Chi, but for goodness sake, do not go for these medication that says depression. Depression can make you feel so bad that it hurts all over, so you need to take a drug.
This is Cymbalta.
Without calling any drug, I don't want to really make any comment on any drug. Anxiety can go into a depressed state where you start to do the drug thing. Please do not do that. You need to join some exercise class. Do things that start to center yourself. This is how you deal with anxiety.
Well, I'm getting anxiety just thinking about it and thinking about the summer and having to choose a bathing suit, dear Jesus.
But there's a really good way to center anxiety. If you're not one to work out, Zephyrnite Stone is the best way to lower cancer, fight against it, help the brain neurons and brain cells.
Which stone?
Zephyrnite.
Oh.
It helps promote weight loss.
I should make a suit out of it.
I know, me too. I'm going to cover myself. But it also centers all creativity, balances yin and yang. It balances the hormones and the neurons that make you emotional, too emotional, unresponsive. It connects you to your spiritual and mental well-being.
That is wonderful.
But where can they get these stones from? Some people don't have stones in their room. They have access to...
You can order them
online.
Simple
drinking water or doing some simple things around their homes.
You can order them online, and there's many stores around Toronto or any local city that has specialty
stones. Yes, that's true. There's many stores that carry some of the very precious therapeutic stones that are very good. Like, for instance, I had a terrible toothache in an airplane, and I was flirting with a cold, as I am now. So unfortunately, my ears were like all clogged. I happened to have a big stone amethyst that my grandmother gave me. I put it on the side of the tooth, and amethyst has the analgesic and neurologic kind of capability. So my pain really did work. I needed to go to the dentist, but nonetheless, on the pinch, it was amazing what it does.
And you know what girls can say now? When they want a diamond, just say it's for therapeutic reasons. To all of you women out there. But to all seriousness, Dr. Alan Fillion, what is the best way to start losing the cellulite? And I heard swimming is a very good way to get rid of cellulite. Is that true?
Absolutely wrong. Because when you start doing swimming, you firm up with everything that you have, which is your adipose tissue, and it is... Cellulite is toxicity trapped in the interstitial tissue and then, of course, develops into cellulitis. Itis is inflammation, where you can actually see ladies walking and you see the craters and the lumps over the pants, which to me is really obscene and revolting. Unfortunately, that cellulitis is way too advanced. But cellulite, you can actually control with moderation in the foods that you take, and today we are ridden by beers and drinks and drugs and so many other things that unfortunately cellulite is rampant, as it is anxiety, as it is diseases and even cancer, brain cancer today from so many Bluetooth and so many mercury in the mouth and so many of these abuses. But cellulite can actually be controlled beautifully. We have here at the Integrating Health Center equipment that is phenomenal, unique, and very effective and durable because it's a cumulative effect. So we work on cellulite and cellulitis, converting the triglycerides into regular adipose tissue to get it out of the body. So we can actually remove 2 inches in a treatment here at our center, and it is very affordable, non-invasive, not painful. It's not laser, because we have laser as well, but the most safest that there is and the most effective. Cellulite, of course, means making some sacrifices, and for that I recommend at least once a week to do a flush with strictly drinking juices, greens, and doing a detoxification. There are specific diets for cellulite as well.
Dr. Sheila, what would you say is a quick fix diet? I know you don't like the word diet, but you have to use it this time.
I do not do diets and I don't do quick fixes. If you want to be healthy, you need to incorporate things, as I said before, one small thing at a time in your diet. Tomorrow you're going to wake up and maybe says, well, tomorrow I'm going to put some green tea in my diet. And the following day, it was, well, I could add some more water to my diet. Or the following day, I can eat a few more carrot sticks in my diet. I could put some celery to flush my kidneys. Those type of things you can put in your diet. Because if you go on wholesale diets, you're doomed before you're started.
Mm-hmm.
And so you reach to a point where you're depriving yourself of certain foods. And then... when you reach your breaking point, then you just start picking out on these foods that you should not be eating. So the best way of keeping healthy is to incorporate, do small changes each day.
And snacking, what about snacking? What's too much and what's too little?
Snacking is until you're not too full. You can eat small meals throughout the day. Our ancestors in days past by did not sit down to around tables and eat full meals. They were hunters and gatherers. So as they go along and then they saw a berry tree, they would eat some berries. And tomorrow they would eat some other type of fruits. And as they go along, they eat things as they go along all day long. They would just do snacking because that was the culture. So if we are the descendants of these people, we're supposed to eat the way they used to eat.
Mm-hmm.
To keep healthy because we have strayed and we become modernized and we sit around tables like pigs and we pig out. We literally pig out. We eat too many cooked foods.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can incorporate some raw foods in our diet, like some fruits, some vegetables as we go along and drink more water.
I agree with her. Because when I had the glorious honor and opportunity to be under the mentorship of Dr. Bernard Jensen, my master and the best iridologist, the father of iridology, one of the things he said is he doesn't call diets, just like Dr. Sheila. He calls them a healthy way of living, which is having one vegetable over the ground, one vegetable under the ground to balance alkalinity, and taking certain amount of fruits, not as many, because fruit steers acids in the body. Vegetables steers the acids away. So it is a very good thing to have a balance and a healthy drink, protein the size of your fist, and preferably fish. So all these things combined and choosing properly, blueberries are wonderful for the triangle of stomach, kidneys, and digestion. It's a wonderful fruit. Papaya is one of the most complete, not only good for your skin, and the leftovers of the skin, you can actually apply them to your face. Fantastic, because the enzymatic action is very exfoliating. It's really lovely to remove dead cells. So, but in a pinch, I have a diet that is very good to crack, get rid of some of the weight, not recommended to do on the continual basis, but if you do one day of lemon water in order to detoxify the liver, because lemon is a negative fruit, and the only negative organ in the body is the liver, with over 1,750 different functions that we ignore. It's very hard to chelate things, and we never give him a break. We either chewing gum, pumping the pancreas, pumping the liver. So when you have a day of just lemon water throughout the day, along with clean water, that flushes the liver, cleans the portal vein, responsible for all the capillaries on the sides of the thighs and so forth and so forth, connected to the eyes, connected to many things in the body, especially if we talk in acupuncture. So the first day is lemon water, the second day is cantaloupe. High in potassium, really great. So you can have 2-3 small cantaloupes or 2 large cantaloupes, as much as you need, and plenty of water. At this point, you can incorporate herbal teas, which is very good. And then the third day is grapes. Grapes with the pit, so that you can chew the pit of the grape, which is covered with tartar. It is a coating that is very good for arthritis and for digestion and mucous membrane. So when you have postnasal drip and you have a lot of mucus in the sinus and production of polyps, this is very effective. So you mustn't just swallow them because, of course, you're going to poop them and you have no effect from it. So you need to crack them, chew them so that you have some effect. And on the fourth day, we go into our regular choice of 4 or 5 different greens, kale, dandelion, parsley, coriander, and you make a beautiful salad with 4 or 5 of this, which is lemon and a little bit of oil, a dash of sea salt, or preferably none. And on the fifth day, you can incorporate some tuna or salmon, a small amount, and then you can go balancing from there on. This diet is not to do every week, but it certainly will flush all the water that has been retained, enormous amount of toxins, and put you on your way to a very good, healthy diet, as Dr. Sheila recommended.
Well, that's amazing. We're a couple of months away from summer, so I suggest you do the one-month challenge. Do exactly what we suggested while cutting out inflammatory foods such as cheeses, sugars, obviously. And if you need to sweeten your food, use agave nectar, coconut sugar, rhubarb, and stevia. Amazing products to cut out alcohol for 1 month. Do 10-minute workouts daily, and you will see pounds are going to be shedding off. And Dr. Sheila, I know you have a miracle product: body tone shaping cream and cellulite herbal and stretch mark concentrate spray. I would even say it, this products work. I've tried them myself. I did the experiment, but let's be honest. It's Christmas, Valentine's Day, I ate every chocolate I could find. It works. It really does work. Even Houdini would be envious for how quick the stretch marks, cellulite, just an extra weight, an extra body roll, just vanish off the body. I suggest you try it. You can get them from Dr. Sheila. But on to another subject. Everybody's bringing out the self-tanners, the going to the suntan booths, trying to get that summer glow ready. What's your opinion on the subject? Is it healthy or is it not healthy?
I know what she's going to say.
I know what you're going to say. I'm going to say, of course, it's unhealthy. We need to go in the sunshine a bit. Our foreparents, as I said before, they did not live under a tent. They didn't put on these unnatural products on their skin. We need to get a little bit of sunshine so that we can get vitamin D under the skin to be activated. We don't really have vitamin D. We have a substance under the skin that is activated into vitamin D, usable vitamin D with the sunlight. We need all these things. We don't need all these sunscreens and hiding under a tent.
Mm-hmm.
It is very unnatural. And contrary to popular belief that you go into the skin, the sun, and you get skin cancer, poo-hoo, that is all wrong. You need to go in the sunshine a little bit. Not to overdo it in the midday sun, but you need to walk in the sunshine with cool clothing. If you look in the temperate climates, this is where people really get skin cancer. And if you look into the tropical climates, people have less skin cancers.
That is correct.
People like the Middle East or India or the West Indies, those type of individuals who have lots of exposure to sunshine, they don't have skin cancer. They have skin cancer in the temperate countries like Europe and North America because what they do, suddenly they just go and lie down on the beach for 2 and 3 hours, and that's unnatural.
And they're not
walking
used to
around
it, you know.
And their skin is not used to it. So they're the one that's damaging their skin. But the sun does not cause us cancer. The sun is very healing to our health.
I agree with her, and I think that the suntan units are very harmful. We receive UVA when we're driving in a car. We receive, but UVC is harmful, and the combinations of suntan units, which they won't tell you, they cause severe damage and inflammation.
And we'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. And welcome back. This is Avra Filion, Dr. Sheila McKenzie, and Dr. Alma Filion. Dr. Sheila, we were talking about suntanners. Can you tell us a natural way to get a nice glowing tan?
A nice glowing tan can be obtained from just a tablespoon of cod liver oil in your diet every day. Did you know that a tablespoon of cod liver oil every day can give you beautiful skin? Cod liver oil contains high dosage of vitamin A, which is a carotenoid type of food that you find in carrots. This is why when you eat a lot of carrots or pumpkins and that type of food, you can also go yellow. So instead of going yellow, go brown in the sun. Take your tablespoon of cod liver oil. It is also an antioxidant. We hear a lot today about antioxidant. It is loaded with vitamin E, so it's an antioxidant.
That's fantastic.
It has vitamin E. It has the vitamin D, and it also has vitamin A for your eyesight. When you go into the sun, it can also damage the eye if you look directly on the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So vitamin A is also good for your eyesight.
And the hair, isn't it, Dr. Sheila?
And the ear. It's also having other trace elements. So 1 tablespoon of cod liver oil can do your body good. It can also make your skin shiny because it's the oil. We hear a lot of oopala nowadays about the omega fatty acids, and this is where we get it from. The old-fashioned people, when I was a kid growing up, would give the children a spoon of cod liver oil every other day or once a week, as the case may be, as they can afford it. So why were those people so smart? And nowadays we keep on saying about antioxidants, we keep on talking about large amount of vitamin D, but that's what the old people are doing. They would give a spoon of sulfur in the fall, sulfur remedies, and
right.
They would also give a spoon of cod liver oil to maintain the kids' health.
Dr. Sheila, you are an encyclopedia, and you have the Materia Medica in the back of your head, and you have so many wonderful things to share with us.
Not to mention beautiful.
Yes, of course. And your hair itself is very shiny and wonderful. So what other things do you recommend for hair, especially home remedies?
That is what I just said. You need to have a spoon of cod liver oil cod liver
oil. Aside from cod liver oil, is there any other thing you recommend?
You can wash your hair, for example, hair that is falling out. You can wash your hair with few drops of iodine or potassium sulfate. You can get that in the drugstore. It is called Lugol's. Few drops of that to wash the hair to make it nice and shiny. You can get things like even lemon juice to as an astringent, a conditioner for the hair. There's lots of things we can
combine
we can
with egg yolks, correct?
Combine with egg yolks. You can even put avocado on the air to make it to make it more moisturized. So food items like that is what we are proposing all the time. Things that is simple, because this is an eclectic medicine show. Also, we practice eclectic medicine, which is the...
Tell us a little more about eclectic medicine.
Eclectic medicine is what we are calling integrative medicine nowadays. In times past by, eclectic medicine physicians would use whatsoever was available that was of good to the patients. So whatever they had at hand, they would use, along with patented or non-patented medications. So it came from all the way back in the 1800s. And today we are just modernizing the term and we are calling it integrative medicine. But integrative medicine is not anything new.
Correct.
It really came up from the 1800s. And so as we know, there is nothing new under the sun.
Well, talking about hair, we all want to grow it, but we especially want to lose it in certain areas. Men particularly are cutting into the trend of lasers. What is the best and most effective healthy way to get rid of hair? Models, most important, without the little red bumps and the irritation. So, Dr. Almafilia, what is the best approach and effective and shortest way to lose hair in the parts that we want to lose it without having the little red bumps? What is your opinion?
Well, I think I'm a little old-fashioned, and I really do trust on very good thermolysis, electrolysis. But if it's provided by someone that knows exactly how to insert the needle and not to burn the skin. However, there are wonderful lasers today, but I am not very much trusting in every form of lasers. We happen to be very fortunate here in our center, in Dr. Sheila's center. I said it ours because working with her is a pleasure. It's like being at home. But the actual lasers are very effective on hair removal, providing the operator has not been trained for 2 days and thrown into doing this, because all of those things require substantial care and being cautious, because it could be harmful as well. So here in our center, we have not hair removal, but we have lasers that are the best. They are designed that if there is a malfunction, they program itself to turn itself off. And we have a laser that handle over 1,000 different modalities for pain and photofacials, which is rosacea, Kuparose, all of the red conditions of the skin. We deal with plantar fasciitis, shoulders, pain in any form and any modality, as you and I use for our athletes and Olympic medalists and sports people. But also, it is wonderful for cellulite, as we were discussing before. And, of course, pain in any form, whether it is the actual head, shoulders, feet, knee, etc. It has many settings, and it is very safe.
Well, some people can't afford lasers. It can be costly sometimes. So some people prefer to wax. What some ways they can have that smooth, flawless skin without the ingrowns, and what promotes ingrown hairs?
Well, when a person has deficiency in keratin, the keratin is insufficient to bring the hair up to the skin, you have the ingrown hair. So it's, again, as Dr. Sheila was talking, it's all about malnutrition, lack of minerals. I recommend minerals to be taken daily and not in a pill form. They should be taken in a liquid form, ionized, preferably zero frequency, a good quality minerals like psyllium minerals. And we also recommend that the wax that they use is a good wax, not an ordinary cheap wax, because this will lift a lot of layers of the dermis, the scarf skin, and it would leave like peeling the skin or hickeys. You know, many people lift the skin, so a bad operator, esthetician that doesn't know how to wax will lift upwards, and that will cause the hickey. But if they run across...
That's definitely not a hickey you want.
No, that's not a hickey you want.
No.
But actually, you know, when you're going on a holiday, it's very unpleasant to have the little turkey bumps because they weren't treated properly. So here at this center with Dr. Sheila, we apply a mask and we put substances to relax the pore so that the papilla is loose and the hair is relaxed so that when you actually do the wax, it comes easily. Then we apply a relaxer as well and a mask to calm and cool, aloe gel, which is very good in removing the heat deep within the skin, and then a beautiful Try Me from Holistica, which has all the antioxidants that we were discussing before, and it is very lubricating and hydrating for the skin. So sometimes the old way is the best way, and not everything is okay for many people. Some people are okay with laser, and some are not. So it's like the luck of the straw.
Dr. Sheila, you know the most about the laser that Dr. Fillion was talking about. What is? Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, we have elaborated on laser. The type of laser that we use here is called biostimulating laser. There are different type of laser out of, on the market. Those that stimulate and those that degrade. You don't want to use degrading laser. Degrading lasers are lasers that are used in surgery to cut into tissues or to remove things in a drastic and severe way. So what we use here in this clinic is called biostimulating laser. It actually stimulates the mitochondria of your cells to throw off its toxins and to also to release ATP. Actually, laser therapy can actually regenerate the cells and can cause energy in your body because it's activating the mitochondria, which you know it releases the ATP for energy, and then you're going to be actually more energized after you've had a few of these laser treatments. It can diminish pain, remove toxin, and do a lot of wonderful things like that to your body. So, but back to the information on the anxiety, as we said before, it's nutritionally related, and so we just want to leave the listeners today with a few tips on how they can manage their anxieties, just to put the nutritional component, because these things are just so easy and simple for them to do.
Oh, please
tell us about it.
And also to, well, we did discuss before the spoon of cod liver oil to add the B vitamins. A simple way of getting B vitamins in your diet is to get a spoon of brewer's yeast from the health food store or the bulk store. A spoon of brewer's yeast mixed into a smoothie is going to give you all your B vitamins that you need for one day or for a long week. One spoon of brewer's yeast. It also has chromium that balances blood sugar levels and cause you to be less anxious. So a lot of simple things like that we do when we practice eclectic medicine. We use what's available and for you to use.
Wow, Dr. Sheila, you're always a wealth of information. I always enjoy talking to you. To all our listeners, thank you for having us in your homes and in your clinics. Dr. Sheila, will you do us the honors of mentioning the websites and the phone numbers?
Our websites again is www.1wonm.org, and don't forget our Clinics for Humanity, clinicsforhumanity.info, www.clinicsforhumanity.info. And if you'd like to contact us on our clinics page, it's Integrative Health, integrative health.info. Please send us your feedbacks and also visit us on our Facebook page. One Facebook page. Please visit us on those pages. And thank you again for listening.
God bless you.